Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there's an interesting exercise you can perform. You take a grape.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, those are 12-ounce curls that he's doing, by the way. You take a grape that's grown around the world, and you see how it changes from country to country. And
yep.
You just did that with Riesling, which I think is a fabulous idea.
It's very fun. First off, Riesling is maybe my favorite white wine. I love good Riesling.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that really, to my mind, I don't know if you agree with me or not, is what makes Riesling work is structure and acidity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you have it, it sings. And when you don't have it, it's okay. Chardonnay that's not quite well structured can still be very pleasant. Riesling without good structure and acidity, to me, just doesn't work at all.
That's a flop.
But I love the grape, and the three principal regions that I looked at, which you could add Australia as a fourth one if you really wanted to, were the Pacific Northwest, the Alsace, and obviously Germany, and there are many regions over there, but I looked at some Mosel and some Rheingau.
Now, I'm curious to hear what you think the regional styles turned out to be.
Well, the regional style that I see from the Pacific Northwest tends to be less acidic. You don't have that firm minerality that you get. You get a lot of sort of your classic, you get a little more green apple flavors and a little less white stone fruit flavor than you get in the ones from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice wines. They're very pleasing. I tried one called Pacific Rim 2012 Columbia Valley Riesling. Pretty good value at $12. You know, pear peach and a hint of jasmine. It was a nice bottle of wine. I would enjoy it. I did enjoy it. One that I thought was a little less successful for me was from the Yakima Valley, which is all part of Washington, called Mercer Canyons. It was a 2013. Still very, very nice, pretty good value, again, at about $11 to $12, so nobody's going to get hurt here, with green apple and peach flavors and some nice, lovely acidity. Now, what didn't surprise me was that the Chateau Saint-Michel, which are the folks who've been doing Riesling for the longest time, I believe, in the country, and certainly out in Washington State, their dry Riesling is stunning. Pale gold, brilliant peach flavors with great minerality and acidity. It almost reminds you of a German style just because of the structure. And that one's going to sell for about $12.
Ah.
So, yeah, I mean, just dynamite, really dynamite for the money.
I remember last Thanksgiving we recommended that wine, and it flew off the shelves.
Oh, it's dynamite. It's just terrific stuff.
Yeah, people love it.
Now, if you want to get to a little more, not interesting, but slightly different area, you go to the Alsace. And big names there are Trimbach and Domaine Zindelbrück. These are going to cost you a few bucks more. Not terrible. The straight Trimbach Riesling sells for about $23. I liked it, but the Domaine Zindelbrück, as far as I'm concerned, for $20 blew it away.
Wow.
Just got that great dry structure. And I tried two from the Mosel, two from Prüm. The one that I liked best was called Prüm Bleu. It's going to sell for probably about $15 to $16. But if you really, really want to have a kick-tush Riesling, this is from Schloss Reinhardtshausen, 2012. We'll put this on the website. Erbacher Hohenrhein from the Rheingau. It's unbelievable. It's about $22. Bright pear, apple, mineral, white flower, just racy acidity. Awesome!
I guess you liked it.
I did.
Try some Rieslings, folks. They're good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.